headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Alana and Richard with your 11 a.m. headlines. In local news, a sheep grazer in Western Australia has cost an estimated $1 million after being inundated by floodwaters. Stephen Hall had 4,000 head of sheep when the heavy rainfall first hit. After the floods, Stephen had only 23 of his 4,000 sheep left, and 19 kilometres of his fence had been damaged. Mr. Hall says that the property stood no chance against the disastrous floods, with him claiming that "where it's really going to hit us is in the bank account, because we've lost our sheep, we've lost our wool clip. That's 11 months' work." In spite of such disaster, Mr. Hall has hope that the property will recover. In other local news, a plum developed in Queensland could have potential to increase brain activity. The University of Queensland are ready to carry out more research. The Queen Garnet plum is high antioxidant fruit and was created by the Queensland Government Breeding Program. The plum variant is rich in anthocyanins, which can steady the human digestive tract. Professor Yasmin Sultan-Bauer at UQ's Queensland's Alliance of Agriculture and Food Innovation has said, "If you can connect with components contained in the fruit, things like dementia, or some of the antioxidant properties can minimize the damage of DNA, that would be a very interesting piece of work." In national news, the Australian dairy industry is facing a crisis, as dairy farmers are struggling to compete with cheaper international cheese imports across Australia. A quarter of all dairy products are reportedly imported, despite Australian dairy farmers producing more than 387,000 tons of cheese within the last financial year. The imports consist mostly of cheese and butter, coming from New Zealand and the US. According to Rabobank senior dairy analyst Michael Harvey, when there's a supply gap and it makes economic sense to import product that's affordable, you will do that.
In other national news, research has found that Australian students have been failing at maths in the last 2 years. The findings also found that maths anxiety seems to be impacting teachers, with 21% of them more worried about teaching maths than any other subject. Federal Education Minister Jason Clark has said a new funding deal sees public schools fully funded for the first time. Mr. Clark said, "We're also improving teacher training at university to make sure teaching students are taught the fundamentals about how to teach children to read and write and do maths." In international news, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and his family evacuated their burning home in the middle of the night. The police woke and moved out the family at 2 a.m. They have said an arsonist set fire to the home. Mr. Shapiro is a Democratic in a highly competitive electoral state. He is also considered for his party's presidential candidate for 2028. Mr. Shapiro said, "Every day we stand with the law enforcement and first responders who run towards danger to protect our communities." For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is the high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.